Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com, and if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
Hey, Dr. Lee Warren, it's Jules, Julie Walker. I am all in August. Can't wait.
Good morning, my friend. Hope you're doing well. It is the sixth day of All in August. Here we go. It's going to be a great day out here on the river. It has been so hot. It's been crazy hot here in Nebraska. I'm sure wherever you are, if you're in North America, I think we're all in this together. And wherever you are, I hope that today is going to be the day that you lock in, that you keep going, that you press in. Listen, it's just time, right? It's time to go. I'm speaking to a group of educators in the North Platte schools on Tuesday, and stuff. Their big get-together at the start of their school year. They get together, and they kind of have some motivational stuff, and they kind of get all on the same page for going after it for the new school year. And they asked me if I would come and talk to them about self-brain surgery, like how to get your mind ready for a new big adventure. And so I've been thinking about that talk, and don't tell the North Platte teachers, but if you're listening, don't tell your colleagues. But here's what we're going to talk about. There's an old song from John Prine. I'm not going to play it because it's not quite appropriate for this podcast all the way through, but there's some lines in this song. It's called Dear Abby, and I don't know if you remember Dear Abby, but back when I was a kid, there were advice columns in the newspapers, and the two famous ones were Dear Abby and Ann Landers, and they were actually sisters, supposedly, in real life. But people would write letters to Dear Abby or to Ann Landers and ask for advice about this or that, and Abby would write back, and it'd be in the paper, the letter and the answer. Well, John Prine wrote a song about that, and it's kind of funny. And here it is. I'm going to read you two verses. The first one, dear Abby, my feet are too long. My hair is falling out, and my rights are all wrong. My friends, they all tell me I have no friends at all. Won't you write me a letter? Won't you give me a call? Signed, Bewildered. And then another guy wrote, dear Abby, my fountain pen leaks. My wife hollers at me, and my kids are all freaks. Every side I get up on is the wrong side of bed. If it weren't so expensive, I'd wish I were dead. Signed, Unhappy. Well, Abby writes back the same response to both of these guys. She says, bewildered, you have no complaint. Unhappy, you have no complaint, she says to the other guy. You are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood. So they make complaints, and Dear Abby's answer is, you are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't. Like, knock it off and just go do your life. Stop complaining, right? And you know what? That wasn't actually bad advice back in those days, because from a neuroscience standpoint, we didn't know until 1996 that you can change your brain. We didn't know. In fact, we were taught for generations, neuroscientists, neurosurgeons, psychiatrists, neurologists, neurophysiologists, and anatomists all thought that you were born with all the brain cells you were ever going to have. And we taught people over and over, you lose brain cells as you get older. It's inevitable that you're going to get dumber and slower and more forgetful as you get older. If you have a head injury or if you drink too much, you're killing brain cells and you don't have that many reserved, and you just can't make new ones. So you're stuck with what you got. And so we need medicine, or we need psychotherapy or something else to change the way our brain works, but you're stuck. You are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't. Well, in 1996, neuroanatomists and neurophysiologists discovered something called neuroplasticity, and they actually figured out that you can make new neurons. If you give the brain a proper nutritional environment and you give the brain a proper thought environment, you can create new neurons. You can make new brain cells. And more importantly, through changing the way that you think and interact with your brain and with giving it a better environment, this is Daniel Lehman's work, been all over this for 20, 30 years now. By putting your brain in a better position and putting a better thought life in there, you can actually change the synapses that your brain cells have with one another and create more helpful, more healthy automatic synapses and get rid of harmful ones. You can learn how to program and automate better thought processes, which produces better chemical environment and produces better thought. You can literally change your brain. And as Daniel Lehman said, you can learn how to change your brain and change your life. You can change your mind, and that will change your life, as I and many others have said. You can't change your life until you change your mind. It starts with your brain, because your mind is your brain. And so knowing that, Dear Abby's advice is not so great. You're not what you are, and you ain't just what you ain't. That's not true. And so then in 2004, something remarkable happened. We developed functional brain imaging with MRI and the ability for the first time to literally take a picture of what the brain in real time is doing in response to certain thoughts, certain memories, certain feelings. And you can actually see people being able to change the blood flow and the neuronal activity in their brain based purely on things that they are thinking about. And that, my friend, means that we all have the ability to literally change how our brain is structurally functioning. And so knowing that, and knowing two other things, we have a decision to make. Here's the two other things we have to know. Number one, as I've told you, there's two things you have to believe at the core of your soul. You have to believe that not every thought that you have is true. Not every thought that pops into your head is true. And number two, feelings are not facts. Feelings are neurotransmitter and chemical events in your brain. They are not facts. And they can be changed, and they can be improved, and they can be reliably manipulated by changing how you think. And so all of that means that it sounds kind of hokey when I'm always telling you about self-brain surgery, but this is not just some motivational speech. This is a literal neuroscience fact that you, my friend, have the power to change the function and behavior of your brain, which will be in control of every other organ and hormonal system in your body, and you can literally change your life if you decide to. So knowing that, let's go back to old Dear Abby. Dear Abby, Dear Abby, my feet are too long, my hair's falling out, my rights are all wrong, my friends, they all tell me I've no friends at all. That guy's caught up in his feelings. He's thinking his life's a mess and he's not doing anything about it. And Dear Abby gives him terrible advice in retrospect. You have no complaint, friend. You are what you are and you ain't what you ain't, so quit it. Quit wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood. Signed, Dear Abby. Well, Dear Abby, you're a terrible neurophysicist, neuroscientist, neuroanatomist. I keep wanting to say neurophysicist. I'm not sure why. That's bad advice, okay? Now, the funny thing is, as we know, the Bible's been telling us this all along. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world. The world tells you you need to get wrapped up in your feelings. You need to make radical decisions based on things that you feel transiently. You need to make permanent decisions, sometimes permanent changes to your body, to your marriage, to your family, to your life, to your work because of a feeling that you have. But that's what the world says. But the Bible says do not be conformed to this world. Put a red highlighter on it. Red light, green light. Remember that study technique I taught you? The second half of that verse, after do not be conformed, we got the red highlighter. Get the green one out and read the rest of this verse. So do not be conformed to this world, red light. Here's the green light. But be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and accurate and acceptable and perfect. Friend, are you tired of hard? Are you tired of stress? Are you tired of things not making sense and not working and beating your head against the wall and it just keeps being the same over and over? Would you rather have good and acceptable and perfect days? Would you rather have some times when things are working better for you, even in the midst of hard things, that's just kind of working better? Remember the old TV psychiatrist, Dr. Phil. He was famous for like letting people tell him how they were messing their lives up and all these things were occurring. And he would say, hey, how's that working for you? Like the things that you're doing, they're just not working. So look at it objectively. This verse, green light, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. He could just as easily have said, hey, do some self-brain surgery. Let God open your head up and change the way you think. And by testing that out, you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Remember a couple of days ago, I gave you 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. It says, for God says, at just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. That's a green highlighter verse, friend. At just the right time, I heard you. On this day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Friend, the time is now. You don't wait. Once you know that you have the power not to feel the way you always feel, not to think the way you always think, not to behave the way you always behave, once you know you have that power because God has given it to you with this incredible brain that you have and the understanding that you can change the way it operates, by changing how you think about things and deciding not to be so trapped up in your feelings, once you know that, you have a responsibility to act as a physician. Once I know the right thing for my patient, if I don't do it, what's that called? It's called malpractice. Well, you're a self-brain surgeon now. I'm going to create a course, and the certificate you're going to get at the end is going to be certified self-brain surgeon. We might start an organization, the American Board of Self-Brain Surgeons. I'm joking, but why not? Why not? It's very legitimate, the American Board of Self-Brain Surgeons, and you can graduate and get a certificate that says, I did it, I started today, and I'm a certified self-brain surgeon. I'm saying that in jest, but here's the thing, my friend. You're not just what you are. It's not good advice. You are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't. It's not good advice. The fact is, you can change who you are and how you think and how you feel and how you behave, and that will change how you interact with the world, how you make decisions, how you decide to break habits, how you decide to start moving again, how you decide to spend your money, how you decide to engage in your marriage. It will change your entire life once you decide that today is the day, that now is the time, and it's time to start that self-brain surgery journey of making it all snap into the good and the pleasing and the acceptable and the better. Because how's it working for you otherwise? What do you have to lose? If you're tired and you're ready to go all in, why not just start today? That's the good news. You always can. Tommy Walker has a song called Now Is the Time. It's about now is the time to be grateful. Now is the time to get praise. Now is the time to be happier. And let's just play that. Now is the time. Hey, you know what, friend? Saturday, I'll give you a short little podcast today because I want to have some time with my family today. It's been a long week. But I want you to know it's malpractice to not choose to engage in self-brain surgery once you know that you can. You're not stuck with the way it's always been. Tell Dear Abby to take a hike, and you start today.
This brand new day, it's time to stand up and pass on and lay give our deepest praise. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com. drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.